ओम शांति। 25th October 2018 Thursday। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू हैप्पीली सेटल योर कार्मिक अकाउंट्स एज अ केयर फ्री सोल इंस्टेड ऑफ बिकमिंग अपसेट। व्हेन समवन सेज समथिंग Do not instantly get upset. First of all, have it clarified or verified as to what intention it was said with. If it was not your fault, then become carefree. Let it be in your awareness that everything with Brahmin soul has to be settled here. In order to be saved from the land of Dharmaraj, Brahmins become instruments somewhere or other. Therefore, do not be afraid, but happily settle everything. There is only going to be progress through this. So Baba is saying, when somebody says something, don't get upset instantly. First of all, have it clarified or verified as to what intention it was said with. If it is not your fault, then become carefree. Let it be in awareness that everything that happens with Brahmin soul has to be settled here. And in order to be saved from the land of Dharmaraj, Brahmins become instruments somewhere or the other. Therefore, do not be afraid, but happily settle everything. The result would be progress. The result would be growth. So, if anybody says something, Baba is saying, don't get upset. To get upset means what? What does it mean? When Baba is saying, don't get upset. To be upset means? Having thoughts after that. Which thoughts? Waste and negative. And what else? When somebody is upset means what? That's very gross. Something more. What is to get upset? You lose your peace, you lose your happiness, your mood is off. All the positive things that were happening in the mind have turned into negative. Somewhere one is depressed. Somewhere one gets frustrated within. Somewhere one doesn't like to be with that person. Somewhere there is a feeling of revenge. What else? When one gets upset, means what? Totally disappointed. Doesn't like to do anything. Loses interest in the particular work. So total loss of interest. Disappointment and uninterested in doing things. Not disinterested. What is the difference between disinterest and uninterest? There are two words. Disinterested is being impartial. Disinterested has to do with vairag. Baba says unlimited disinterest. But what is uninterested? Student is uninterested in his studies. So, person loses interest in surrounding, in things, in work, in job, in seva, in deeds, in actions and whatever that surrounds him. So, one gets upset. Mood off. And this is a very dangerous type of personality who is absolutely unpredictable. A person is here in the morning happy. There are some personality who come under this category who are unpredictable. You never know at what moment throughout the day they will get upset. They come in the category of HSP, highly sensitive persons. The moment somebody says something, they get upset. The moment somebody does something wrong to them, they get upset. So words and behavior of other people affect them a lot. Words and behavior. If the words are good, they are happy. If the behavior is good, they are happy. If suddenly somebody insults or does something wrong, they are absolutely unhappy. Or somebody doesn't behave nicely, or they have done some great work and that is not appreciated, or rather opposed, so again they get unhappy and upset. So Baba is telling, when something happens in Brahmin life, do not get upset instantly. First of all, try to understand, try to get it verified or clarified with what intention somebody has said something. For example, just take example of Madhuban. During festival times, they draw Rangoli in the courtyard of Madhuban. Suppose one sister is there and she has spent the whole night drawing that Rangoli, okay? Giving up her yoga and giving up her sleep. And early morning, after Amrit Vela, people get collected there to see what Rangoli is this. And then they start passing comments and somebody says, this is not a very good thing, not a good Rangoli. Who has drawn this? Perhaps she is amateur. She is not an expert in drawing it. And she hears this comment through somebody. Now what should she do? She has few options. First is to get upset. I have spent all my time, whole night in drawing that. And I drew with that. I was preparing it from 1 month before. And now this person is coming who has no experience of Rangoli and who doesn't know, who doesn't have an artistic sense. And suddenly the person comes and suddenly the person says, this is not good. So, what happens? She gets upset. Now who will bring out from this? From this depression, any amount of yoga, any amount of reading Murli 10 times or doing yoga, it's so difficult because somewhere she has prepared her mind to get upset. So Baba is saying, don't get upset instantly. You may get upset after some time. That means don't get upset instantly. So one very beautiful thing Baba has said. This is one of the Murlis. I don't remember the date of this Murli, but it has come from that Murli. There's an entire Murli on this. So, first of all, do your own checking. If you feel that yes, it's your fault, then become carefree. Nishchit. Nishchint. Let it be in your awareness that everything that is happening with Brahmin soul has to be settled here. And if you are to be saved from the land of Dharmaraj, Brahmins are created here. They will become instrument for what? To settle the accounts. So happily settle the account. The only result would be progress. So the accounts of Brahmin souls would get settled only by Brahmin souls. If this Brahmin family is an examination hall, each and every Brahmin soul is a paper. Examiner. So they come to settle the accounts. So rather than getting upset, rather than getting depressed, rather than getting frustrated, rather than thinking on it and spending 2 full days on thinking on why that person said this to me, learn some other technique, learn some other way. In one of the classes, Jagdish Bhai had said, why paristhiti, why circumstances come to me? They come to me for transformation, to induce transformation. Otherwise, I am so resistant to transformation. I don't want to get converted. I don't want to transform my attitude my inner outlook, perspective. The circumstance comes and that circumstance forces me to change, and this change would result in growth. Everything that is happening is for transformation, and the real Purusharth is Parivartan. If there is no transformation, probably Purusharth is not happening. The real transformation, the real Purusharth is transformation. Because you resist transformation, that's why circumstance will come and vehemently force you to change. So, when every new thing happens, unpredictable insult, unpredictable sudden blame, unpredictable sudden criticism. Actually, the real yogi, the real test of yogi life is how do you react in that situation. 10 people are praising, it's very difficult, very easy to react there. You can stay neutral, you can stay calm, or sometimes you can even respond to them. But what if suddenly you are hurled with abuses, criticism, or somebody comes and levels false accusation against you? That is the point where how much yoga we have collected, accumulated, how much yoga power we have, that comes to test. So Baba is saying, remember this karma philosophy, that all the accounts of the Brahmin, if this is a Brahmin family and these are all the Brahmins, all our accounts would get settled only with Brahmin souls. So they will come in the form of Maya, they will come in the form of some or other problems. And because whatever we have done in the last 84 births, we are indebted. This is, as in Hindi say, curse of 84 births we are carrying with us. So this debt of 84 births is upon our head, and we do not know what all things we have done in last 63 births. So many things we have done, so many souls have come in our contact. You know, the greatest example is of Gautam Buddha. He was persistently tortured, pestered, abused, criticized by none other than his cousin and brother-in-law Devdatta. He tried to kill him, murder him many times. He tried to throw stone boulders upon him. He tried to let go wild elephants so that he would get crushed under those elephants. At one point of time, he even departed from the Sangha, from that gathering, and he formed his own gathering with 5,500 monks from Buddha. So he was the one person who was the greatest rival, carrying a personal vendetta against Buddha for a very long time. For a very long time, he tried everything to defeat Buddha. So many times, disciples of Mahatma Buddha would come to him and say, this Devdatta is a very wicked person. This Devdatta is dusht. So Mahatma Buddha said, don't call him wicked. Even to say that he is wicked means I start planning against him. I start plotting against him. Whatever he is doing, I have done unto him in the past births. So I do not want to create new accounts with him. I want to remain neutral. Because even if I said that he is wicked, devilish, he is having all the evil tendencies, even if one word from my side, and if he hears that word, probably he will take it in a very negative manner. He will nurture that revenge thing in him all the more, and he would try everything against me. So the history is witness for this, that Mahatma Buddha never ever said a single word against him, never ever commented against him. He remained neutral, and that Devdatta did everything to defeat him, to defile him, to against him. As I said, he created from that own, he took 500 disciples from that Sangha of Buddha and created his own Sangha, his own gathering. So he must have poisoned the minds of those monks against Buddha. And he became disciple of Buddha just with this willful and devilish plan in his mind to split this gathering. But in spite of all this, in spite of all the plots, conspiracy by this Devdatta, Mahatma Buddha remained detached as an observer, never ever spoke against him, and firmly believing in karma philosophy. So Baba is saying, when somebody says something, do you think it is coincidence? Is there something called coincidence? That I met somebody, I hit upon somebody all of a sudden, and then we became friends. Is it like that? It is never like that. There is no coincidence in any in life. Everything that is happening to me, everything that is happening to me, I am paying off. Whatever I have done in the past, the same thing is returning back to me. You cannot say that somebody is getting more, I am getting less. Somebody is having more money, I am having less money. Somebody having more facilities, I am having less facilities. Somebody is having more comforts, I am having less comforts. Everyone is getting what he deserves. Swami Vivekananda has said in one of his lectures on karma philosophy in America, not a single blow is undeserved. You deserve that blow. You deserve that hit by somebody. Not a single blow is undeserved. You deserve that. If somebody deceived you, probably you deceived. You deserve it. So, yesterday we were discussing about tunnel vision in the one of the things about jealousy. So it's the same tunnel vision. Our vision is very, very narrow, and we see only that much thing, while the bigger picture is something else. And when such a thing happens, the only thing which is in our hand is to keep our stage very high, is to jump here and sit here on a very high platform. Then only you can feel that this is a very small thing that has happened to me. Otherwise, you try to solve it. Otherwise, one tries to interact, one tries to argue, one tries to debate, one tries to think. In one of the Murlis, Baba said, kya and q, what and why, what and why. Don't use the chisel of what and why to break the mountain of paristhiti. Don't use the chisel of why and what to cut through, to break this mountain of circumstance, situation. A situation which has come suddenly, which is unpredictable, and I never wanted such a thing to happen. I never expected such unexpected, unforeseen, unpredictable things that have happened. Had a deep secret within them. Because that situation has come as a light. That situation has come as a torch. And that has focused on one some light corner of my mind. Some light corner. Some dark corner. Which I did not know of. I thought I have become fearless. But suddenly something happened and I fear within. And suddenly some of my member of my family gets sick. Not just sick. The sickness has increased just in 2 days. Person has gone on in ICU on ventilator, and now the doctor is saying the chances of survival are grim. Until now, that mother who is in Gyan, so firm and always having this vamana, I am fearless. And suddenly the person realizes, I am the most fearful person and I don't want that something should happen. So, all the situations, they come as a light. As if a person is coming with a torch. And that torch is throwing light in some dark corner of my subconscious mind. And I get to know that I still fear. That fear is within me. I have got to know that I desire praise. I got to know that I love appreciation so much. I desire. Now I got to know that my mind is still not free from sensual love. The mind is still lustful. Only because it was away from those stimuli, somebody was feeling, I am so pure, as if I have been pure from many, many births. But suddenly an impure scene came and the upheaval in the mind. So anything, any circumstance, any word, any situation, any sightseeing that is coming, and usually it will come when Brahmin soul will take that. And probably the nearest and the dearest souls, they would become instrument souls. They would come as a Maya. Only thing is that they would not have a plate here as a Maya, but they would be the persons who would come as a Maya to test, to see, to analyze, to judge, to take examination. And then we will get to know how much from 100, how many marks I have got. Have I got, I just failed badly, or I came up with flying colors. So that will be known only by that situation. That's why, that is the basic difference in the path taught by Baba and all the religious path told by all the people of the world. All the Nivritti Mark, they all talk against karma. They say give up. Give up relationships. Give up karma. Don't get involved, embroiled in this worldly affairs. Baba says, stay like a lotus in this path of family. In amongst everyone, yet detached, untouched, like the lotus untouched by mud. Because every situation is something that tells you something more about yourself, more about your own hidden personality. Because in one way, we all are living or wearing multiple masks. We are yogis, great yogis in the morning, but we are not so in the afternoon. We are great yogis whilst in Madhuban, but when we travel out, probably we are not. We are absolutely destroyer of attachment when we are sitting in Baba's room here, and we are lost in his love. But as soon as we see our family member, they are our everything. They are our world. So, we are playing a double game. We are playing double standards, wearing numerous masks man suffering from spiritual schizophrenia, split personality, a dissociative personality, some conversion disorder, some personality disorder, where we behave in one particular manner in front of one group and in another particular manner in front of another group. In one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba said, don't deceive yourself, don't practice self-hypocrisy, don't practice self-deception, don't practice self-lying, self-lying, self-hypocrisy, self-deception. These are the greatest things that are happening within us. So, trying to understand the deeper philosophy of mind, trying to understand the deeper philosophy of karma, trying to understand the hidden subconscious mind and our own hidden thoughts and hidden emotions, which are so much over the period of time, so many things are suppressed and we are unaware of them. How they come up, we never know. How they arise like a ghost from the tomb, like a child from the womb, we never know. They are so unpredictable, so ununderstood, so ill understood. So, and the moment even we try to understand, there is utter confusion. So it's best that we live our lives amidst working conditions, hectic condition, as I was talking about. Those sannyasis, they give up karmas. But Baba has said, you cannot become karmatit unless and you become karma yogi. The step is karma yogi and then you become karmatit. So be there here. One of the English author writes, don't bring me good news, bring me bad news. Good news weakens me. Bring bad news, then I will understand. How many weaknesses are still within me? What faults, what defects, what failings, what imperfections are within me? So, getting exposed to all those things. And then, but you have to remember one more thing. This is the karma activity. This is the karma kshetra. Dharma kshetra, kuru kshetra. This is the kshetragya and we are kshetra in the language of Bhagavad Gita. So, if your karma kshetra starting from this point to that point, once you finish your daily activity, there should be a deep phase of self-checking. To find out, 10 disturbances came, 2 disturbances came, 3 disturbances came, 1 disturbance came. That person came and he said something to me and I got disturbed. Now, come out. Sit here on the top of high stage and think, analyze, what is it that disturbed me? Why I did not like what he said? What was his intention with which did he intend to insult me? Was it pre-planned? Pre-planned insult? The person has thought about it post-Amrit Vela planning and then he is coming to me, or it is all of a sudden what it is? So, churn deeply on this. Trying to understand our own deeper personality. This is the goal of life. We cannot become sampurna, complete, by getting detached from all the Brahmin souls or from people. We have to become complete, perfect, while staying amidst all the adverse situations. Difficult situations, tough situations. You have heard of the University of Hard Knocks? This is a great university. University of Hard Knocks. Where you get lot of kicks. So you have to do your graduation from this University of Hard Knocks. You should be a graduate from this world-renowned University of Hard Knocks. Because whosoever is a graduate, he is the powerful man. So PhD courses are there. Whichever courses, diploma courses, PhD courses, all courses are available. So, you have to come out as a graduate from this university. And when you have a lot of experience, one day you will become chancellor or vice chancellor also, who can guide others and who will admit students and make them strong, powerful. So, this is about how to manage. There is so many things about this which just covered one part. How not to get upset. But after getting upset, what to do? we will discuss in some other class. There are a lot of things. Because one thing is that you should not. But once you got upset, then what you should do, Ashish bhai? One or two lines before we wrap up. Churning of knowledge sometimes doesn't work. One is so low, so one is in that abysmal stage of depression. Leave that, and that is one thing. Go away from that place. Change the place. Go to change the place. Come to Madhuban if possible. Go to center if possible. Go to some garden if possible. Go near nature, in the proximity of nature if possible. Listen some song if possible. So change this place. That is one thing once you get upset. Acute treatment of acute depression. So you have to emergency measures. But if suppose it happens in the dead of night, it's difficult to go out. You cannot go out and go in some garden. It depends. Yes. So we will discuss this thing again. After getting upset, what to do? That's another topic. Om Shanti.